Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Hope you will. There we go. Not sure I had my mic turned on, so. Oh, well. Funny how that works in this business. Jerry's over there smiling at me. Good morning. Let's see. What did I say? What do I need to say again? Welcome to our second hour. I said that, but you didn't hear me. And to give us a call if you'd like. That would be a good thing to do. 2-800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. And you'd think after 37 years in commercial broadcasting, Neil would remember to turn on his microphone. Let's go right now to our Dallas Arboretum report, and we are going to be hearing from Horticulture Manager Tucker Reed at the Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a lovely plant to tell us about. Go for it, man.
I do. Yeah, this is Alistomeria citicina. It's the parrot lily. A lot of us know Alistomeria as a florist plant, and that's actually the Peruvian lily. This is a cousin that's native to Brazil. This is a Zone 7 perennial. It's one of those plants that can probably take full sun, but if you can give it some afternoon shade, it's going to be a whole lot happier for you. It's not picky about soils at all. It's going to want to be consistently moist, though, not wet, but it's not ever going to be considered a drought-tolerant plant. This one's going to bloom for you in May or June. It's 1 to 2 foot tall, and on top of those stems is where the flowers are going to occur, and they're going to occur kind of in a little open cluster at the top, 5 to 9 flowers. And this is where it gets its name. It looks, it's very brightly colored, very bright red. It's got speckles all through it. The tips are going to be this green and white mixture on the edges of the petals. It's very flashy, kind of like what you would think of as far as a parrot. This is an heirloom plant that when you have it, you're always going to have it. It might go dormant, but it'll always come back. If it gets really hot, in 2011, people who had this plant probably saw this plant go completely dormant in the summer because it doesn't really like the heat. But in the fall, it'll come right back up. It won't bloom again in the fall because it doesn't have enough time. But it will stick around like any heirloom. Once you have them, you typically only get rid of them when you give them all away.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna just leave you because you didn't have a good condition.
Your notes say that it's not currently at the Arboretum. Why is that?
Because I don't think Jimmy ever planted it. I don't think it ever came around. I don't know. This is something that, if you're not really into heirlooms, you're probably not going to know to look for it. You're not going to know when you come upon it and it's not blooming, you're not going to even know what it is probably unless it's labeled really well at the nursery you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that with a little bit of the refurbishment that's occurring at the in the Leora Middle Garden, that we'll be able to put it in there. I think it'll be a great garden to go in amongst the palms. I think it'll have that very tropical, lush look that the palm garden is going to ultimately have again.
Folks, so, Tucker asked my permission to bring some unusual plants into these discussions, and I said, go for it. And I said, you're probably going to mention a bunch of plants that I have not grown. I haven't grown this one. It's Alstroemeria, and that part you're probably familiar with, Alstroemeria. And then Citicina starts with a P, P-S-I-T-T-A-C-I-N-A. Look it up. It's parrot lily. Look it up online. That'll get you a head start, and then you can begin to ask your independent nursery if they ever have it or if they can get it for you or order it through mail order. Cool. I like what you're doing, Tucker.
Well, it's fun. I was talking to Stephen Chambly this week, and he and I were talking about doing some programs, and one of the programs that I'm going to help him out with at an event in the fall is going to be talking about, plants that nobody knows. And so this is probably going to end up being on that list.
Two people who will have long lists of those plants, both of you. I spent a day over at Shandor earlier this week, and I guess he'd been with you the day before, and you guys are brilliant plant people. Folks, there are probably 5 or 8 people at this level in the state of Texas, and you've just you heard one of them and heard about another. All right, education, go to dallasarboretum.org to see all the information about the fall classes and lots of things going on there. Am I hearing a rooster behind you?
Yeah, the chickens are kind of being this morning.
I love it. That's great. Cool Thursday concerts continue until July 3. In other words, they're just about done.
Yeah, and the last one's done, and it's still available. It's not sold out yet, but it is. The last one is this coming Thursday.
Okay, and the website, DallasArboretum.org, has all of that information. I think you're amplifying. What are you doing to that poor rooster? Summer at the Arboretum. Tell us quickly about that.
Summer at the Arboretum, basically, it's just a way to bring people out and have the fun family festivals on Fridays, where in the spring and the fall, we do it on Monday and Tuesdays with the mommy and me and the toddler Tuesday. And during the summer, we bring the families out. A lot of people have long weekends. It's a great way to bring them out in the fall, on Friday, and enjoy the family around the garden.
Yeah, and folks, there's lots of shade at the Arboretum. It's a wonderful place to visit. And go to DallasArboretum.org. Consider becoming a member, and that way you can go as many times in a year as you wish, either individually or as a family. You know, I think it was the Masters was accused many years ago of piping in bird noises of birds that were not native to Augusta. Is this piped in rooster, or is this real rooster?
He just came out today, and he's in a really cantankerous mood, and he's running around being real showy right now. And he's just wanting to make everybody aware that he's around.
I love it. I love live radio. Tell us how to find the Dallas Arboretum.
You find it at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road, and you'll find us on the left. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. And DallasArboretum.org is the website. And on my sheet, I don't have the phone number. You have it?
It's 214-515-6500.
You know, Stephen Chambly also is a chicken raiser. So you guys really have a lot in common. Tucker, I appreciate you.
I'm going out to see him this week. So it's
good.
Yeah, a whole bunch of visitors. So.
Well, he's the best. You are too. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next Sunday. All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Tucker Reed is the horticulture manager of the 66-acre Dallas Arboretum, sponsored today by Dixon Brothers. The Pool Life Buy One, Get One summer deal is happening at Dixon Brothers from June 27 to July 6, so it's underway right now. Now, they are not open on Sunday, but go out this week, Monday through Saturday. Just purchase an eligible Pool Life algicide, stabilizer, or specialty product and get a bag of Pool Life TurboShock absolutely free. You heard right. Purchase an eligible Pool Life algicide, stabilizer, or specialty product that you probably would be purchasing anyway and get a $5 bag of TurboShock absolutely free. It's a great deal. And I might add that July 4 specifically falls in that list of dates that I gave you, and they'll probably be closed that date, but get out this week. Keep your pool sparklingly blue and the kids happy with Pool Life. Keep your pocketbook happy with the Pool Life Buy One, Get One Summer Deal Savings at Dixon Brothers, June 27 to July 6. Dixon Brothers is your Metroplex authority in swimming pools, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call them tomorrow, 972-288-7537 for information or directions or to schedule service on any of your pools. Don't miss the Buy One, Get One deal on the Pool Life exclusive pool care collection. Happy pool, happy life. Dixon Brothers, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, 972-288-7537, DICKSON. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. All right, we go back to our phone lines, and finally, a poor man, Neil in Corsicana, has made it to the air. Neil, good morning. Thank you for being patient.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better than you are. Half your day on hold. I'm sorry. How can I help you?
About 2 months ago, I planted a Japanese maple. It's about, maybe 4 feet tall. It was a container-grown plant, and it's done okay. I've watered it, done well, but I noticed the last 2 or 3 days, the edges of the leaves are curled.
Okay. How much sunlight is it getting?
It's in a 75-80% shade area.
All right. I would worry about the sunlight. That's a good bit of sun, especially, is it afternoon sun, any part of it?
No, it would be morning sun.
Okay. The only thing that I have ever seen bother Japanese maples, and I have probably 30 or 40, now I probably have 25 or 30 in our rural acreage, small acreage. The only thing I've ever seen bother them is sun, and I learned early on that if you move them back under the shade and keep them moist, you're not going to have that problem. It's a combination of sun and letting them get too dry that will cause them to brown around the edges, the leaves to curl. Now, that doesn't mean that if you misapplied a broadleafed weed killer and had horrible drift onto them that they wouldn't do the same thing, but or you know wouldn't have curled leaves. But without seeing it, Neil, it's kind of are the leaves browning or are they just cupped?
No, the edges are actually brown. Most of the leaves on the interior of the tree look very healthy.
See, those are more shaded by the exterior of the tree. That's what I'm worried about, is it maybe getting a little too much sunlight. Kind of watch the sun patterns and see if that 20 or 30% is really accurate. And kind of with that in mind, it's not going to die from it this year, but you may need to move it back farther into the shade this winter.
Okay.
Keep your eye on it with that in mind. I'm sorry.
Years ago, you recommended, I don't remember the name of the product, but a spray that you sprayed on the leaves.
That was called Cloud Cover, and it is still available. It's an antitranspirant cloud cover, and there's a competing brand called Wiltproof that's an older brand. And those might make a difference. That might be enough to make a difference. I don't know that it will with Japanese maples because they are really sensitive to the light, but that's worth a try. And, okay. you know, it's also possible, Neil, that this plant just got too dry one time. All it has to do is have that happen once, and those edges of the leaves will brown, and they'll carry those leaves in the rest of the summer. The fact that it only happened to the outer leaves, though, does lead me to think it's probably the sunlight.
Okay.
Yeah, Cloud Cover or Wiltproof, P-R-U-F.
All right, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for being such a nice person and waiting so patiently. Have a great day. All right, let me get a break out of the way, and then we'll come right back to the phones. And that was just one of those twists of fate where a couple of the calls went longer than usual, and he got hung through the newscast. I was trying to finish before we got to the news for him. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon. Available from my website at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or by calling my magazine office between now and 10:45 this morning. I'll be joining my family for church, and it's family. A part of the staff at the office today is family. That's why we close the office at 10:45. Now, let me tell you about the book a little bit. I spent, a year ago right about now, I was getting started writing the book. And I spent almost 10 months, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week working on the book. It was a labor of love, but it was a labor. And I think when you see the book, you'll understand. It has so much more information than my 23-year-old Complete Guide to Texas Gardening that you see in stores. Now, if you go into a store and see a book with my name on it, that's the old one. The one that I am hoping you'll look at is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. For $28.95, it will save you so much money in good plant choices. We have charts that make it so easy for you to pick the best plant for your needs. Lots of charts, lots of information, 344 pages, 840 photographs, 25 to 30 charts, and everything you need. We have a chapter on trees, one on shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, and turf grass. We have a 48-page chapter that is what I used to put at the bottom of my calendar each month, what you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray in your landscape and garden in that month. And then chapter one is the basics of gardening in the Lone Star State. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you don't think it was worth $28.95, I'll refund every penny and the postage. But you must call before the price goes back up to the regular price of $32.95. So call before 10:45 today, 1-800-752-GROW. I have an even better offer for you, and that is if you buy a subscription to my magazine, either new or renewal, at the same time you're buying the book, instead of $23.95, the magazine goes to $14 if it's sent to the same mailing address. That means that the book and the magazine, only $42.95 plus tax and postage on the book. The book alone, $28.95. Call today. Call before 10:45. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Or order anytime today at neilsperry.com.
A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Callaway's Nursery, 17 locations in the Metroplex. I've been to about 14 of them in recent weeks and loved visiting with them and seeing their staff and seeing their merchandise. I go frequently, and it was really fun to go to so many in such a short order. Well, they have a sale going on right now. Listen to this. Perennials, plants that come back to your garden year after year. Premium perennials at great savings now at all Callaway's. Perennials offer a wide choice of color, unique foliage, and abundant growth. Select your favorites like daylilies, hosta, rudbeckias, and many more. Now 30 to 50% off at Callaway's. If you're looking to add a burst of instant summer-loving color to your garden or patio, Callaway's Nursery has beautiful Cora vincas, the Cora periwinkles. These are the ones that are disease-resistant, bred to be disease-resistant in all those incredible colors. And they are just $1.24 each. That's a bargain. All of it backed with Callaway's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hurry in this week for the perennial sale where you save 30 to 50% on premium perennials. They're open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience, 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. Go to Callaway's.com to find a Callaway's store near you. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Eason.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Thank you very, very much. Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve. They've been serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981, and they are just the best, the only people who will ever touch my trees. Arborological Services, with 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They are college degreed in plant pathology, horticulture, and forestry. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the entire state of Texas. That's a real distinction. And their tree climbing crews that have taken the Texas State Tree Climbing Competition 22 out of the 32 years that it has been held, including this year. And, I didn't bring the name of this year's winner. He's a first-time tree climbing champion, and he becomes the 8th individual person on their staff to win the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship. And it's amazing to watch them work. They offer all services from complete tree maintenance to fertilizing, pruning, cabling, and bracing, insect and disease control consultation, and damage assessment and appraisal. They are serious about trees. They will take care of your trees. This is the company about which I am asked the most often. Who is a good tree service company? And the answer, off my lips, off my fingertips, Arborological Services, arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Their phone number, it's toll-free even though our local company, 866-552-7267, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. Next phone call up is Rich in Carrollton. Rich, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. We moved into a new house, and part of the landscape, they put in a Chinese pistachio, and it's nine inch in diameter. And when they put it in, it had, you know, a smattering of green leaves, and now every single one of them is brown. And they're telling me I'm overwatering it, and it just doesn't. It looks like it's dying to me. And if I am, I'd only water it twice a week because of the water curtailment.
Mm-hmm. All right. When you said 9 inches in diameter, you're not talking about circumference. You're talking about diameter?
I'm sorry, circumference.
All right, so it's about 2.5 or 3 inches in diameter, somewhere.
Okay, yes,
somewhere in that range. All right, that's still a very large tree. Was it bald and burlapped or in a container when it was planted? Do you know?
No, I don't know. They, you know, I just came, you know, drove by, and there it was.
There it was. All right, I understand. There's no way that I can say that you have overwatered or underwatered. That would be highly improbable. Overwatering would be highly improbable in this year. If you had overwatered the tree, I would expect that there would be algae growing on the surface of the soil. It might have a soured smell to it, or might have had. I don't know if it still would. I mean, it's a heavy clay soil. It would be, you could overwater, but not on twice a week. There's no way. You should water that tree twice a week. I think it's much more likely that the tree either was damaged before it came to you, either by letting it get too dry at the nursery, or I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm assuming it never did have a good full canopy of leaves. You said it leafed out sparsely. You know, it may have gotten too dry at the nursery, or if it was bald and burlapped, it may have suffered too much transplant shock. But I would... twice a week is not going to overwater a Chinese pistachio.
Well, I mean, they're telling me that the leaves will come back. That doesn't seem likely.
What kind of guarantee do you have on it?
I guess I have a guarantee that they'll replace it.
Well, but it'll have an expiration limit. Is this from a nursery or from the builder?
It's from the builder.
All right. I would hold them accountable for that. It's June. We've had good growing conditions for Chinese pistachio. There is no reason. Here's one you can quote me on. There is no reason for a healthy, vigorous Chinese pistachio that was planted this past winter or spring to have lost its leaves at this point, unless it was a flawed tree to start with. There's no way that on twice a week watering, you overwatered it. It may have gotten too dry at some point, but since it never had leaves to a large degree, I think it had challenges before the growing season started. And once it did turn warmer, it's not hot yet, but once it turned warmer, then it just couldn't meet the needs. It either had transplant shock or trunk damage or something. But I think my best read on what I'm hearing you say is that this is not your issue. And I would be careful that the guarantee is not a 3-month or even a 6-month guarantee. Don't let it run out. I would hold them accountable for it.
Okay. So there's really, you know, every single leaf is brown. I can't even see how it would leaf out and survive.
I'd give it 0% chance of being a great tree in 5 years.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a dead tree in 1 year.
Okay. And should I call a tree service, you know, particularly the one that you just advertised?
I don't think there's any reason to take the money. They're going to charge you for, and they'll tell you that. They'll not come out and take your money. They're too ethical, but there's nothing to be gained by doing that, I don't think. At least document everything you're telling me with photographs of its a decline. Hopefully you had some photos from April when it was leafing out. But this is between you and the builder at this point. I gotta turn it back to you and just say go back to your builder. Hopefully they'll be good. One thing that must be done on Chinese pistachios is the trunk must be wrapped with paper tree wrap to protecting its borer invasion. Did they do that?
No, but I did.
Good for you.
I heard your one caller on one of your shows.
Yeah, well, good for you. Well, that's all I can offer is go back to the builder because this is not on you, I don't think.
All right, thank you.
All right, good deal. Thanks for the call so much. Let me go to, it's going to be Larry in Dallas next up. Larry, this is Neil. Good. Oh, I'm sorry. I see that you have queued up now Jeff in Dallas. Jeff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering which of the two pre-emergents I should use to control rescue grass, and when and how often should it be applied?
As far as I'm concerned, I don't know that there is a significant difference in the efficiency of halts or dimension. Those are the two that are commonly available to homeowners. And the time for applying for rescue grass is one application made between the 1st and the 7th of September, the first week of September.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate your call. That will, and for all others, that will eliminate not only rescue grass, but annual bluegrass and ryegrass. And if you're going to be overseeding your lawn, ryegrass would be stopped, and so you don't want to do that if you're going to overseed. But rescue grass has been – I've had more questions on rescue grass this year than I've ever had. And it was a significant weed this past winter. All right, let's see. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am asleep at the switch. It is time to go to Jerry here. Let me tell you first about Encore and their safety tips provided to you. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to call Encore at 888-313-6862. Encore Electric Service Delivery can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. It's amazing that there are people who will do that. Tree limbs in contact with high-voltage power lines can act as conductors. You can be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. You need to let professionals do that work. If a tree is making contact with the power line and you're seeing smoke or a fire, leave the area immediately and call 911. That's the time to call for emergency. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where the underground electric lines are located. At least 2 business days ahead of time, call 811, and they will come out and mark the underground electric lines for you. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R, Encore.com, where the people say, know before you grow. Make sure when you're buying new trees for your landscape that you know how tall and how wide they'll grow so they won't get into those old power lines. Encore Electric Service Delivery, Encore.com.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important that you start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain moisture and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. That's Scotts.com, and it's Scotts Garden and Heat and Drought Recovery Program from the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and once again, it's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. It's 9:34 now at the Breitling Energy News Desk. President Obama wants Congress to get involved in the immigration issue. We'll have the latest after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch in Dallas. You've got a wreck southbound 75 Central Expressway. Now, this is just past Walnut Hill Lane. Your two left lanes are blocked, but traffic is moving pretty smoothly through the area on the two right lanes. Dallas North Tollway southbound from Spring Valley Road to Harvest Hill Road. Construction blocking all lanes until noon today. WBAP 24/7 forecast. Partly sunny by this afternoon. Hot and humid with a high of 93. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and 76 for the overnight low. For your Monday, sunny, windy, and hot. Look for the high to be around 95. It's partly sunny now, 84 degrees at DFW Airport. White House overnight announcing a plan to deal with tens of thousands of Central American children detained while crossing into the U.S. alone and without documents. George Stephanopoulos has the update.
The White House is now going to ask Congress for $2 billion in emergency funding to deal with this crisis right now and increase powers to allow them to deport these children more quickly back to their home countries. Now, this is going to cause some trouble for the president on the issue of immigration reform because he's getting pressed by advocates, immigration reform advocates, to slow the deportation process.
Meanwhile, fire crews in eastern Arizona's White Mountains hoping to make more headway today against a wildfire that's burned nearly 8 square miles. They're looking forward to a second day without wind. The fire didn't grow yesterday, but there's also no containment yet. Again, our high today, 93. It's 84. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Sure are. Thank you, Jerry, very much. Let me tell you about Whiz-Q Stone. Since 1983, they have been leaders in the nursery industry, bringing landscape dreams to reality. Now, Mike Wisnan and his son Derek have 22 acres of beautiful natural stone. They have flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. They have pavestone, interlocking concrete pavers. Skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. And why the name WhizQ Stone? Well, Whiznand is their last name, and Q as in quarry. WhizQ Stone can help you have the look you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays. They'll inspire you. They'll help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. Take photographs, take measurements with you. They can show you the stone. They can show you how to do it. They can deliver for you. As my wife says, put you next to, meaning they can refer you to qualified landscape contractors who will do a beautiful job for you. After all, they're very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. These are great people, wonderful family. WhizQ Stone and their display gardens open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. For more information, visit the website whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, or call them at 817-429-0822, 817-429-0822, WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
Advanced Foundation Repair. North Texas soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. They are really vulnerable. Our soils are heavy clay for the most part, and that soil will expand when it's wet and contract when it's dry, and your foundation goes along for the very bumpy ride. Sooner or later, we're all likely to see little cracks in the walls and doors and windows that stick open or stick shut. And that's the time to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their home inspection's absolutely free. It takes an hour to an hour and a half. It's a very thorough examination of your foundation. You will get a topographic map. That's what it looks like, of your foundation. We found in our sunroom that the northwest corner was 2.25 inches farther down than the southeast corner, just catty corner, about 22 feet across that room, 2.25 inches of drop. Oh my goodness. And when we took the carpet up, we could see that it was just a maze of cracked concrete. They put it back together by knowing exactly how to dig and lift and support. They put it back together, and we have not had problems since. Advanced Foundation Repair. You get a lifetime transferable warranty with their work. They also have a division that is completely dedicated to pier and beam homes. Our magazine office is on a pier and beam base, and it's an old historic house in downtown McKinney, and they came and got that all leveled and fixed. They're just great. Advanced Foundation Repair. If you don't have a foundation problem, they will tell you that. That's how honest they are. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com, plural, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And if you're trying to call my magazine office, that number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. That's for my book or magazine, not for plant questions, please. They don't know the answers there. I don't always know them here either, but let's give it a try. Let's go to Joe in Arlington. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
Well, sir, I appreciate some advice on what the banana trees love the best.
They love water, they love nitrogen,
okay,
and they love warm weather.
Plenty of sun.
Plenty of sun, that's fair, that's true.
Plenty of water, and how often would you fertilize them?
Well, it's kind of dependent on how aggressively they grow, but they have such large foliage and such large stems that I would probably fertilize them once a month. And I'd use the same thing on them that I use on turf grass, and that's all nitrogen, a very high-quality all-nitrogen fertilizer. And that would give them good, sustained feeding. I don't know how much to tell you to put on. We normally do it by inches of trunk diameter, but their trunks are so bizarre. I'd probably, for 100 square feet, probably put maybe a pound of fertilizer on 100 square feet and water it in really well.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Well, you're easy. I appreciate the question. That's a good one. Thank you, sir. All right, let's see where we're headed now would be to a Larry in Dallas. There's Larry now. How may I help you?
Hey, Neil, have you ever had occasion to want to thin out liriope?
Not often. Why? What makes you want to do that?
Well, I've got some lining a little short walkway, and one of the clumps is really thick and big.
And it looks different from the rest of them because of that?
Yeah, it does, huh? Yeah.
Are you pretty sure it's the same variety? Because there is giant liriope that will get much taller than the others.
No, well, they were all the same. I put four clumps in on this short walkway. The two in the middle kind of thinned out and kind of died back, but they're coming back.
Okay.
But the one of them is just really up.
It hit the mother load of water or something, huh?
I'd have to guess that that's probably the cause.
Mm-hmm. You can certainly dig and divide liriope. It is a ground cover, and so is mondo grass, the small cousin. They're ground covers that, even though they're clump forming like daylilies and iris, they never seem to crowd themselves into problems. So it's not like you have to feel like you have to divide them. In this case, I understand why you would want to. If you're Loctite sure that they're all the same variety, you could certainly do what you're describing. I would probably do it in October or November, not right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Let it get into the cooler weather. I think it'd be a lot easier on it and on you.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see where we are now. We're going to go to, this is my long segment, and I can kind of get caught up on things. Let's go to a Mike in Levon. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What can I do?
Well, I live on the east side of Levon. I've got a lot of trees on about an acre and a half of land, and over the last couple of years, I've noticed the eastern red cedars that are really crowded seem to be turning brown at the tip, and if you watch that for a year or so, it goes completely dead, the entire tree.
All right. Now, when you say crowded, what do you mean by crowded?
Well, the land has not been thinned. It's
how close are the plants together?
A lot of them are touching each other.
Okay.
And those are the ones that seem to be getting the sickest the first.
Right. And so how large are the trunks? How far apart are these trunks from one to the next? 3 or 4 feet or 8 or 12 feet?
3 or 4 feet okay. Is some of them. And some of these trees are 40 feet tall.
Yeah.
And just died out in less than a year.
All right, let me give you my experience. I live on 11 acres on the other side of Lake Levan in the McKinney area. And our 11 acres were pretty much covered and are with native pecans and with eastern red cedar. I probably have on our 11 acres probably have 100 or 150 eastern red cedars. Where they were close together behind our home, we have a deck that has a kind of a jagged configuration to it, and it was jagged because we had red cedars, and the insets in the deck were very artistically created by landscape architects. One of the two times I've had landscape architect help me, and it looked great. There, at the L of each of these insets in the deck, there was a red cedar. Well, they began to do exactly what you're describing. They denuded one another. They were so shaded that they just choked each other out. They cannot compete for sunlight very efficiently. And at a time when they were still alive, but way up in the air, 30 feet up, I just decided this looks too bizarre. And so we took them out and I put some other trees in those insets to kind of make it look like it belonged there. And I made a long arbor out of the red cedar trunks. They were straight and beautiful. But that's the problem. This is a tree that needs to be in full sun and to have 30 feet between it and the next red cedar, or 25 feet. If it gets much closer than 15 feet, then they begin to kill themselves out from the bottom up. They'll just get more and more dead wood in them.
So. Yeah, that sounds like what's happening. It starts just with the very tip of the twig.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what's happening to you, because that's just massively too close together. And you end up with no trees that really look good Whereas if you had, and I'm talking to myself also, if I had thinned them out earlier and taken out 80% of them, the ones that remained would have looked really good. Now, I want to add one other thing, and then I will have pretty well told you everything I can think of on red cedar and why they would be dying. The last several years have been challenging, even though it's a native plant and a very well-adapted plant. Some red cedars suffered from the drought, and we've also had a very big outbreak this spring of spider mites on red cedars, and a fairly heavy outbreak of bagworms. Not as bad as I've seen other years, but still bad enough to be a concern. So those are also things that could cause them to turn brown, but you didn't give me symptoms that sounded like either of those. So I've told you everything I know about red cedars, I think.
All right, I'll start thinning them out.
All right, I think you might as well, and save those nice straight stems. They'll be good for an arbor or a shade or seating. We made benches out of some of them. And so anyway, have a good day. I appreciate the call very much. All right, let me see where we are time-wise. Going to take a break. We have Dale in Corsicana, it looks like, is coming up next. Boy, this is hard to read. No, have Brian in Midland, and then Dale in Corsicana. Or not. All right. Robert, one thing I will tell you, I will get used to this call screen, maybe. The other thing I'll tell you is I have enough calls. If we can get to those three, we're good to go. So thank you. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my brand new book. Folks, if you don't have it, I think the best thing I can, I'm going to save you $4 on it by buying it now before we take the price up to the regular price of $32.95. It's $28.95 if you buy it today in the next hour from my magazine office at 1-800-752-GROW. Now, that'll save you the $4, and I can save you another almost $10 if you care to subscribe to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy the book. The magazine is normally $23.95, almost $24. You can get it for $14 if you buy it with a copy of the book today before 10:45. Now, that's to be mailed to the same address, and it's good for new or renewing subscribers to the magazine. So, the book alone, $28.95 plus tax and postage, and the magazine and book, $42.95 plus tax and postage on the book. That's a great deal for you. The book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is not in stores, not on Amazon. It is so vastly superior to my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, which published 23 years ago. You don't want to go around with a 23-year-old reference book in horticulture. Think of all the new varieties. Think of products that have come and gone during that time. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I did this one by myself. Let me rephrase that. The three of us did this by ourselves, my graphic designer, editor, and Neil, and it is self-published. Did not go through a publisher. I am the publisher on this one, and that's why I'm only selling it through neilsperry.com and through my office. I just don't want to go through the distributor game. I never have come out feeling very good about that relationship. This is so much better, and I promise you, you will like this book, or I'll refund every penny you invest in it. $28.95 for the book, $42.95 book and magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW before 10:45. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Order anytime today at neilsperry.com.
Reduce your need this summer for shock or extensive pool brushing with one simple step. Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam. Hey friends, I know a lot about pools. I got a tip for you this week. Crystal Clear has revolutionized the way people care for their pools with improved water clarity while eliminating the need for phosphates. Crystal Clear is a uniquely formulated product that contains SPF sunblock designed to clear swimming pool water of algae and greatly reduce pool maintenance time. With convenient access now available in select Ace Hardware stores, Arlington and Hearst, or at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, one-stop pool shop in Plano, or simply online at clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com for Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam. And Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam is all about maintenance. I promise you, you're going to thank me later when you get Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam. Go to clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com.
Now it's time for your Weathermatic Water Saving Minute. Super restrictive watering schedules may tempt you to just water all day when your water day finally arrives. But in most North Texas cities, sprinkler systems can't water between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Most of us can still water properly while staying in compliance with this rule. Utilize multiple start times to allow the water to soak into the soil. Some irrigation controllers can be programmed to pause at 10 a.m. and pick back up at 6 p.m. If you don't have a controller that can omit times, then make sure your last morning start time finishes before 10 a.m. Add more start times beginning at 6 p.m. or later if needed. Just because it's your watering day doesn't mean that flood irrigating is okay. Runoff water is of no use to your landscape. It is just your money and our water going down the drain. Plan on hand watering your most thirsty plants between your water days to preserve your landscape investment until drought restrictions are lifted. For more information, visit smartlinknetwork.com.
On, so I am good to go. Let me tell you, thank you, Robert. Thank you for looking out for me. Let me tell you right now the Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney message for this week. At Baylor Medical Center McKinney and Baylor Regional Center at Plano, they recognize that women need specialized care throughout their lives. That's why many of the physicians on the Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano medical staff specialize in women's health care. My wife goes to a doctor with Baylor McKinney. From well woman exams to obstetrical, breast, and other services, including minimally invasive gynecological care technology, you can count on Baylor to give you the care you deserve and the quality you expect. You know, when I was graduating in horticulture, there is a paragraph I never thought I'd be reading, and it's a very important message. I love these hospitals. For more information on any kind of ladies' care, guy care, any kind of care, you need to go to Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano. They are just the best. Our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano in 2005, and we are very beholden to the Baylor healthcare system. I will tell you that my wife very proudly serves on a non-paying position as a board member of the Baylor McKinney board, and she loves that opportunity. These are great hospitals. Baylor healthcare system is just at the top of the game. BaylorHealth.com or 1-800-4-BAYLOR. 1-800, the number 4, Baylor. BaylorHealth.com, Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. All right, back to our phone lines. Let's go to Dave in Corsicana. Dave, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Thank you, Neil.
Yes, sir.
This year, I have a cremium lily that came with the house when we moved in a good 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. This year, instead of having four or five blooms on it, it had a lot of blooms on it, smaller flowers. Mm-hmm. And it really bloomed good. And when they faded away, I wound up with I guess it gone to seed.
Okay.
Is that the way it does?
They will produce seed, yes, sir. And if you want to save those seeds, let the capsules dry completely, and when they begin,
they've done that. And they're laying on the ground, and I didn't count them, but there's a whole bunch of little bitty bulblets, I guess you'd call them.
Well,
whatever it is.
Yeah, they should look like seeds if it was seed capsules. Go ahead and plant those, and I would plant them right away in pots. And it will be probably 3 or 4 years before you gain blooms on them. They probably will be basically white, I would guess. The hybrids that you see that have the bright colors to them, the bright pinks and almost reds, are very carefully controlled crosses, not
open
pollinated.
This is the old standard, just like picture in your mag.
No,
your new
I understand.
Book.
I got you.
Okay, it's old.
Yeah, I understand. But I would, I
can't
plant
them in the flower. They're in a perennial bed full of bearded irises and stuff.
Well,
I have some friends that would like to have some.
Yeah, you need to start them in pots. It will be much safer for them if you start them in pots. The little seeds are going to have a hard time competing out in the open world.
Yeah.
So, pots would be better. And I probably would be very guarded about putting those pots out in the cold winter. If you're going to leave them out during the winter, what I would do is sink the pots down into the soil, pots and all, flush with the soil surface, and then put mulch over the tops of the plants. Just shredded tree leaves would be great.
Yeah.
But cover them and protect them because those little plants are vulnerable more so than the mother plants are.
Yeah, because it's a pretty good-sized plant.
I understand that. They're not. They won't be for the first year.
What size pot should I put them in?
I'd start them in 4-inch pots and probably put 3 or 4 plants per pot. You can break them apart after they germinate.
Oh,
start
okay.
Growing.
So don't.
And
don't,
a really
don't
good potting soil
pots.
And ample moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Good potting mix.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Appreciate your call. Good luck with them. Thank you, sir. Let me go to William in Burleson. William, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil.
Yes, sir. Craig Myrtle question, huh?
Yes. Anyway, I've got about 7 or 8 big crepe myrtle trees around the place. Anyway, this tree is probably 30 foot tall, and all the bark is just peeling off of it.
Oh, that's absolutely normal. Good for it. It's happy. Well, it's growing well.
Well, that's what somebody told me. And I said, well, I better have somebody ready to know.
That's called exfoliating bark, and that is that is normal.
The tree looks real good.
It's happy. Bark is a dead tissue, and sycamores and paper birch and river birch and crepe myrtles will all have peeling bark. Yep, nothing
all
to
right,
worry about.
That's all I need, and I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call very much. Folks, we had a call from Brian in Midland wanting to know why an oak was yellowing, and he wasn't sure if it was a pin oak or a Schumard red oak. And on Facebook and at neilsperry.com in my frequently asked questions, I give incredibly detailed information on how to figure which one you have. And my notes on Facebook will help you. It's just almost impossible to answer that one otherwise. Number to my magazine office is 1-800-752-GROW. They'll be there until 10:45. Robert Borowski, thank you. Happy gardening.